With a breaking news update, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Cayman Islands Coast Guard and the RCIPS have intercepted a vessel off of the southern coastline of Grand Cayman after officers say it was seen moving in a suspicious way just after midnight this weekend. According to police, the RCIPS helicopter crew first spotted the vessel along the south of the island and notified the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard responded and stopped the vessel at sea. Officers carried out preliminary searches and found numerous parcels believed to contain illicit goods on board. The authorities say the vessel, its crew, and its cargo were detained and secured, then handed over to the RCIPS officers for further investigation. Police say two men who were on board the vessel were arrested on suspicion of importation of ganja and other related offenses. They have been taken into custody where they remain while further investigations are carried out. The Cayman Islands Coast Guard and the RCIPS say their joint operation continues as officers examine the seized cargo and follow up on the case. That's it for your breaking news. Now over to Jevy Ebanks for your regularly scheduled newscast.
Happy Sunday. I'm Jevy Ebanks with your latest local news. A man has pleaded not guilty to several charges of sexual indecency involving a child. To protect the identity of the complainant, no identifying details will be reported. Joseph Anthony Thomas entered a not guilty plea to rape, assault by penetration, and sexual communication with a child. The charges stem from alleged incidents at a local church. He entered the pleas on Friday in the Grand Court, where he was informed he will stand trial at the end of August. Strict bail conditions first imposed in the summary court have been renewed by the Grand Court. Mr. Thomas is prohibited from any contact, direct or indirect, with the complainant and is barred from attending the church involved. He remains subject to a curfew, a condition of residence, and must surrender his passport. His bail has been extended until his trial date on the 31st of August, when he's expected to be tried by a jury of his peers. In other local news.
Yes, they are less harmful than your traditional cigarette, but they're not harmless.
The National Drug Council joins the global observance of World No Tobacco Day today. This year, the theme is Unmasking the Appeal, Countering Nicotine and Tobacco Addiction.
The first electronic cigarette or vape first hit the shelves in America around 2006, 2007. And after that, it just blew up. Companies, you know, because of lack of regulations. To this day, I mean, you know, there's countries who are struggling with in getting their regulations in order. And so companies are exploiting that, and they're doing so aggressively. You know, they're marketing heavily on social media. They're utilizing celebrities, you name it. And it's all to reach that younger demographic among us.
NDC Simon Miller tells Radio Cayman a significant concern is the misleading use of terms like tobacco-free or safer alternative, creating a, quote, false impression that these products are harmless.
They try to market it and say, well, it's propylene glycol, you know, there's a vegetable glycerin, which is used in a lot of cough syrups and other stuff that we can consume. However, the issue is they also add additives to that. All of your heavy metals, high concentration in nicotine.
The 2024 Cayman Islands Student Drug Use Survey revealed that one in four secondary students have tried an e-cigarette at least once, with the average age of the first use being just 12 and a half years old. E-cigarettes are also identified as the second most commonly used substance among students aged 11 to 18 in the Cayman Islands. Finally, only three ships are scheduled to visit the Cayman Islands this week. Up to 8,100 people could be stopping by on Tuesday with the arrival of Carnival Horizon and Disney Treasure. Then on Thursday, Celebrity Beyond is scheduled to be in port. The ship can carry up to 2,900 passengers. You can find a full schedule online at caymanport.com. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks.